Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown.
That's our little band from Texas. Benny, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7:23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. You can find them at Amazon. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham, founder and principal of Keeping the People, author of a number of books on how to maximize your own people, your own internal stakeholders, your internal customers, the 7 hidden reasons employees leave, keeping the people who keep you in business, re-engage. That's another one of his books. Lee, I need a website, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com, Jim.
All right. So they can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can. Uh-huh.
And all the things and you do for folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and on Amazon. That's all I was going to say.
All right. So check it out, folks, keepingthepeople.com. Lee and I are talking about, well, he's got 64 guerrilla tactics to help you find and keep good people, even in today's tough environment. And they're all great ideas. He gave us some good ones in the previous segment. Let's do a couple of more, and then I want to change subjects. I want to flip the scenario around a little bit, Lee. What's another good one that we need to pay attention to?
Going to where the employees are is a good one. You know, if you know that your employees like to do certain things in their spare time, like go to NASCAR races or go to crafts festivals or whatever it is they like to do, ask your current employees what they like to do in their leisure time. Go there and set up a booth. Go there and hand out material about your company.
Hmm.
Another one is enhance your website. If you got a website, make sure that you put the names of current employees on there who are willing to talk to somebody about what it's like to work there. Post your current job openings on there. Constantly have a job page on your website.
Mm-hmm.
and describe what's going on there.
Let me say this, Lee. Oftentimes we see those on big business websites, and I think small uh-huh. business owners see that and they think, well, that's just for big business. That's baloney, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we need to get tech savvy when it comes to recruitment.
Right.
Because we are competing with every size employer, not just other small businesses.
Folks, there's so much on Ken's website, on Lee's website, I should say, on Lee's website, keepingthepeople.com. His books are chock full of these kinds of tips. I encourage you to find out more about what Lee's got going on and be part of his world. You'll thank me for that later. Lee, before we run out of time, I need you to help us with something. All these aggressive tactics that you're teaching us is probably going to find its way into somebody else's business. And somewhere, if the people listening use some of your tactics, they're going to wind up poaching somebody else's employee. And so let's flip that around. What if it's your employee? And I've been warning small business owners about this for months now. That corporate America has got a bigger tax break than we did. And they're going to have more money in their fists to throw at employees that you've trained, that you've turned into good executives, you turned into good managers, and they know how to work, and they're going to come get your good employees. How do you keep them? You're the keep the people expert. How do we do it?
Well, the short answer is you create a work environment that is so good that people will not leave. Because, you know, I can't tell you how many employees at great places to work that I've heard say, I got a job offer. They were going to pay me 15% more than what I'm making now, but I know they wouldn't be treating me as well as I'm treated here. So treat your people well. Give them feedback. Get them in the right job. Tell them how much they're valued at work.
And don't wait till they're about to be poached to decide you need to pay them more fairly.
Yeah, exactly. It takes 20%. The research shows it takes a 20% increase in salary to poach away an employee who's happy in the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that easy to poach people when they're happy in the company.
There's good news, Lee. I want to stick with this in there. There's good news on the healthcare front. More and more small businesses with now that we're getting rid of Obamacare and getting some new policies that are going to be coming down the pike this next year, more and more small businesses will be able to compete on healthcare than ever before, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's something that I recommend employers do when they first hire somebody, that they ask them this question: will you promise me that if you ever think about leaving, you'll come and talk to me first?
Right.
And when they do come and talk to you, don't offer them more money. Find out why they're thinking about leaving and try and fix whatever that concern is. Because if you let people hold you for ransom, that's probably not going to get to the bottom line of why they're thinking about leaving in the first place.
We both know that the records show over decades that people don't leave because of money. They leave because they're not appreciated. However, I do think we may be coming into a period now, Lee, where people are possibly getting to the financial levels where that may be changing a little bit. Hey, Lee, thank you for being here. KeepingThePeople.com is the website. Lee Branham is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member. We couldn't do without you, Lee. Come back soon.
I hope I will, Jim. Thanks very much.
You're always welcome here. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. Well, don't forget his books, The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, Keeping the People, also Re-Engage. All that's in his website. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.